We are learning Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Al Shnei Chadosh Mechal Mesach Shabbos. On 2 months of the year, the Edim who are coming to say they saw the new moon on Mechal Shabbos to come say Edis. Which 2 months? On Nisan Val Tishrei. On the Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tishrei. Why? Because those 2 months are the months where you kaveya, you institute the Yom Tovim. Shvehem shluchim yaitzim l'Surya, because then the shluchim go out to Surya. Vehem esakas ma'adas, and those are the 2 months that the mesakas ma'adas. And according to the way Tosfos explains Rashi, that these 2 months, it's giving a reason that because mesakas ma'adas, these 2 months, because the Yom Tovim are instituted on a day, these 2 months, that's why you mechal Shabbos for those 2 months. Ugeshoye beis mikdash kayam mechalim af al kulam bnei tekanas karbon. And beis mikdash kayam, they're mechal for every single Rosh Chodesh to mechal Shabbos because there's a special carbon brought on Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we don't want to miss that out. Therefore, we want Rosh Chodesh to be bizmanoi, and we allow the edim mechal Shabbos. Now Rashi speaks out that min ha'tayrik can mechal on everything. Just the Rabbanon said you should only be mechal on Nisan and Tishrei because the ma'adas are tali in that. It sounds like from Rashi. Really, as the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, every month you can mechal Shabbos. But the Rabbanon said no, and the Mechas Chinuch is very bothered with that, and the Chiddush HaRan. What do you mean? If it's a mitzvah to do something, why is the Rabbanon telling how to do it? Like, what's the reason not? So therefore, the other Rishonim learn that it's really a deraisa digadin that only Bezman Mikdash where it's tali in carbon, there's a deraisa digadin to mechal Shabbos. But when no shal the carbon, so then you don't have to know what Chodesh is today. And even with the Raisa, you only can mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei, where it's Tali and Yontif. So the Gemara goes and explains this a little more. Al Beis Chadoshim, it sounds like in the Mishnah that only 2 months they go out. Shebehem Shluchim Yaitzim on these 2 months. Only on these 2 months do the Shluchim go out to the far places to tell them about Rosh Chodesh, which is Suloi. For Aminu Eser Kasha, it says the Mishnah before, Avav Chadoshim Shluchim Yetzim, for 6 months, on 6 different months they go out. Not only those 2 months, we have other ones also. They go out on Av, because of Tisha B'Av, they go out on El, to set up Rosh Hashanah, they go up out on Kislev, on Adar, V'Chanak, and Purim. So why are we saying only these 2 months? On Mabaya Hachakama, this is what we mean. Akulam Shluchim Yetzim Be'erev. There's a difference. On other months, there's a possibility that you could go out before Beis Din did anything. How is that possible? For example, if on the 29th day, you see the moon clearly in the sky. So everyone knows that Rosh Chodesh will be on the 30th day. There won't be an extra day to the month. So then, Shluchim could leave already then. They don't have to wait. And the same thing goes if there's no Edom came on 30 days, so they knew no Rosh Chodesh 30 days, so they know for sure 31st they'll be Rosh Chodesh, so they'll leave the night before ready to go let the people know. Masha'inkin, Nisan and Tishrei, there's a halacha that you have to hear Shem Beis Din before you leave. So what will happen is if you don't have Mechal Shabbos, you're going to lose a day to tell the people about Rosh Chodesh. Like Rashi explains, because if they're not going to Mechal Shabbos, let's say the 30th day of the month is on Shabbos, and the 31st day is on a Sunday. So if Edim are Mechal Shabbos, and they make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, on Shabbos, so then the Edim, the Shluchim, could go out Matzah Shabbos, and they'll get 12 full days to travel. Why? Let's say this is on Nisan. They're going to get 6 days of this week, because if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, that means Pesach is on 2 weeks on Shabbos. They'll have 6 days in this week and 6 days in next week, full 12 days to go tell the people far away about Rosh Chodesh. Masha Einkein, if the Edom don't come because they can't Mechal Shabbos, so when the Edom going to come? On Sunday, because you're not Mechal Shabbos at night. They have to come on Sunday. So Sunday will be Aleph Nisan, in the middle of the day, so the Edom will leave then. So they don't have a full Sunday. So that week they'll have 5.5 days, and the next week they'll have 6 days, which is altogether 11.5 days. And the next Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Abba Shabbos, and they can't travel that either. And then already on Sunday is Pesach already. So therefore, they're going to lose time to travel. So because of Shluchim, they're going to lose time to travel, so therefore you're Mechal Shabbos. Dafka these 2 months. Now Rashi asks, if you're not Mechal Shabbos to go tell people about Rosh Chodesh, why would Mechal Shabbos for Kiddush HaChodesh? Because you're not going to be able to go somewhere. We don't care about Shluchim so much. So Rashi answers that really, be a soida, you allowed Mechal Shabbos for Kiddush HaChodesh. So in these 2 months, they allowed it. And like a sa'ad, like a, you know, another reason why they allowed it, they allowed it, the ukma, the raisa, is because they're going to lose a day of traveling for the shluchim. Now, another question you have to speak out is, why taka does it work like that? If that by these 2 months, by these Nisan and Tishrei, Edim can only come and the shluchim can only go out to tell people about Rosh Chodesh if they hear it from Beis Din. Why can't they figure it out for themselves and know for sure it's a Rosh Chodesh that day and goes just like the other months? So Tais says the reason is like this, that sometimes even if you see the moon clearly, by Nisan and Tishrei, sometimes they'll push it off. Why? Because we have it for Yarkaya and Messiah. Certain times, that because the vegetables don't have to be because of vegetables, because the people will die, therefore they'll push it off. So you can't go, just because you see the moon, and go assume it's Rosh Chodesh. Because these 2 months, sometimes they push off. So therefore, they can't say until here from Kiddush HaChodesh. The 31st day. 31st day for sure, you can't push it off more than 31 days. So if they see there was no Rosh Chodesh on 30th day, they should 31st day, should go take off running. And they don't have to wait for Beis Din. That Tais says it's Xeira Otu, the case of where they see it clearly on the 30th day, and if you don't keep this one, you don't keep that one. If the Xeira is Nisan and Tisha, you have to hear it clearly from Beis Din. Let's read more inside one more time. They all can leave the night before if they know for sure it's Rosh Chodesh. Al Nisan and Tisha, Rosh Chodesh, because until you hear clearly from Beis Din. Taina Mahalka, tackling the Bryson first like that, like Abaya. Al Kulam Yetzim Be'erev, all Edim, Shluchim, they go out to tell everyone the news that it's Rosh Chodesh, leave in Be'erev. Al Nisan HaTishrei, actually, Yishma Pi Be'ezim HaKodesh, until they hear clearly from Beis Din that it's Kiddush HaChodesh, they can't leave. Tana Bon, now the Brisa will bring the Makar that Edim who are coming to say they saw the new moon, the Lam Mechal Shabbos. Tana Bon, Menayim Shechal HaShabbos, Hayino Mechal Shabbos, in order to say Edis that they saw the new moon, Tam Olim, says in the Pasuk, Eile Mayade Hashem, Mikroye Kodesh, Asher Tikru Oysom, Mayadom, this state in Pasuk, and we darshin Asher Tikru Oysom b'Mayadam, that don't you have to have the kriya at the right time, Kiddush Beis Din. So it's exeris cost. No matter what, you have to make Kiddush Chodesh in the right time. Yochel, maybe we say k'shem shemechalim, just like mechal Shabbos for Kiddush, it's changing gears to al shiyaskachu kach mechalim al shiyaskachu. And mechal Shabbos also that it's mekuyim, it means people should know about it. And mechal Shabbos also. Tamalim es tikru ayisam, al kri asam at the mechal. You only mechal on tikru, on calling it Rosh Chodesh. V'yat mechal kiyumo, you're not mechal on the kiyum of the Chodesh. And the Mishnah said further, Koshayim es mikdash kaya mechal every single Rosh Chodesh if it landed up on Shabbos, and he saw that Edom saw the moon on Shabbos, and mechal Shabbos. Why? Afakulam let the cause of carbon because of carbon. Torah abonim, v'shayinoy mechal mafakulam, they're mechal on everything because of the carbon. Is there a carbon? A skinu? He's mesakin. Should lo yu mechalim el nisan al tishrei levad. Should only mechal on nisan and tishrei levad, and all other months you wait until after Shabbos to come. There is a shitas Rambam that holds that if Edom come after Shabbos and they say I saw the moon yesterday, they make Rosh Chodesh l'mafreya. So avad if a carbon it wouldn't work. But the rest of the months of the year, and not in time of Mikdash, that will still help because Rosh Chodesh will be yesterday, and we don't care. We don't have carbonas anyway, and it's not a Yom Tov. The Yom Tov right now telling that. Therefore, we could do that. Masha Inkein, when it comes to the other 2 months, we're more chashiv the Tali in the Yom Tovim, there with Michal Shabbos to make Kiddush HaChodesh. Talk to Mishnah Vaita further about the discussion about Michal Shabbos. So talk to Mishnah, Bein Shenir Ba'alil, if two Edim see the moon clearly. It means the whole world sees this moon. Bein shaloi nirvalil, and say if it was hard to see and only they two saw it, mechalim haShabbos. Either way, you go, get onto your donkey, and you travel to your Yerushalayim to say this. Even though, on one hand, you saw it by a little, so everyone else saw it. What do they have to come for? They obviously the Beis Din saw it themselves. Still, you'll add a mechalim haShabbos. Rabbi Yisrael, im nir ba'alil, if you see it clearly, im mechalim haShabbos. It's not mechalim haShabbos, because everyone sees it. You're wasting your time. Mice of the story, Shaavra Yosef Abam Zug, already 40 Zug, 40 peers of Edom already traveled to Yerushalayim. Ikra Rekiv Balud, Rekiv stopped and said, any more Edom, stop coming. No more Edom should come. Sholoch Lei, Rabbi Gamil, Ma'akivat Das Rabbim. If you stop the Rabbim, if you stop the people, then what happens is, Nimsis at Machshil Nas Lavi. What's going to happen is that they're not going to want to come anytime. They say, last time I wanted to go, they said I shouldn't go. So they're not going to want to say Edom anytime, and that will be a problem when they're the only Edom to say this. On that, the kasha is, right, the Karnaro asked, and others asked, the Lachayro, if Lamaisa, everyone sees it, so Heilai Mechal Shabbos, because of Achshim Lasa Lavi is a reason why Mechal Shabbos? So the Karnaro says that really, Likuli Amma, even if there's a lot of Edom, it's a mitzvah deraisa, so the go say Edis, you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. It's only Al-Tzara Rabbanon, they say you shouldn't do it, and therefore, Al-Tzara Rabbanon, they took away the Rabbanon. That's the way the Karnaro learns. There's an interesting Chacham Sefer, in our Chaim, Simon Reish Gimel, it's a very good thing. It says, the Machshir Mos Lavi is a deraisa Gesvaro. If you have a deraisa Gechiv, and if you don't do this, you're not going to do it next time, then even with the Raisa, you let it do, you let it come here, just so it shouldn't happen next time. And they still sue to Hatzalah members, that the Hatzalah members are not going to be able to go home, they're not going to be able to go on another call. It could be a Svar de Raisa. It's a big Shiloh, but some want to say it's maybe a Svar de Raisa. I'll Peter Sam Seifer. Zotmaravait, it says Alil, because saying Alil means they see it clearly. Where do you see in the Torah the word Alil means something clearly? My mashma, the high Alil Lishna Megalihu, means something that's Megulo, that's clear. Omravo, Omakra, it says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Tehillim, and the Pasuk says like this, Imarais Hashem, Amarais Tehirais, the words of Hashem are pure, Kesev Tzaruf Ba'alil Aretz, it's like pure silver that's clear to the whole world that it's pure, Mezuk Shevesayim, it's sifted seven times. So we see, Alil Ba'aretz means clear to the world. It's clear, Apnei Kol Aretz, that the goal of the coil, that this is pure silver. So the more vaita, Rav Shmuel, going to go with a different gear. So Rav Shmuel, the Amrit Havayu. Rav Shmuel said together, Nun Shari Bin Nivra Ba'olam. There are 50 gates of wisdom created in the world, and Pashta means 50 levels of understanding the Torah. The Kulan Il Maisha, all of them are given to Maisha besides one. Chasa Achas. Only 49 were given to Maisha. How do we know? Shenema says, "Dachsereyo me'at melekim." He was one less than Hashem. Hashem had 50, and he got 49. How you know he got 49? So Rashi says, "We dash in the pasuk." Says, "Mezuku shivasayim." 7 times 7 is 49, and that was the level where Moshe reached. Now with Goris, Rav Shmuel Chad Omar. The Shal had a dash in this pasuk. M'chokes Rav and Shmuel. It says in the pasuk that Bikish Kehelas Limtzoy Divrei Chayfitz. Kehelas, which is Shlomo HaMelech, wanted to find Divrei Chayfetz, but Chosov Yoisha Divrei Emes, that's what the answer is. So what's Pshat? Zog the Gemara. One of them, one Rav Shmuel, one of them said Pshat like this. Bikish Kehelas is Kamaisha. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yotza Baskov Amaloi, the Chosov Yoisha Divrei Emes. The Torah already wrote Divrei Emes. What are the Torah write? Yoisha is referring to the Torah, which is straight. The Torah already wrote, L'kom Navi Oibi Yishol Kamaisha. There won't be another Navi like Moshe. So therefore, you can't do that. That's part of the pasuk. Bikesh Lim Sichayis want to be like Moshe. No, and it says because Hashem is Torah is not like that. V'chad Amar no, but Neviim like come and Melachim come. That's not sure like come Navi Mishal. By Neviim there won't be anyone like that in Klai Yisrael. By Melachim it could be someone that smart. Elamayin V'kayim Bikesh Kehelas Lim Sichayis. What does it mean that Kehelas wanted to find Devar Chayis? It means like this. Bikesh Kehelas means Shlomo HaMelech wanted to learn Dinim Shavleiv Shloim Be'edim Shloim Be'Asra. Shlomo HaMelech was so smart he could just look at the court case. We add Edim. We add Hasra, and he'll know exactly. It's amazing, shaygig, what happened exactly. And he wanted to pass him with that. Yosef Pascal said no. It says in the Pascha, you only could do din api to Edim, and you have to listen to the Torah. And that's Pshat in the Pascha. That's one of them is Pshat in the Pascha. There's two Pshat in the Pascha, Rav and Shmuel. Zok Demar, let's finish up the Gemara to the Mishnah. It says the Gemara, Tavach of Bezim and Aleph. Ma'isa sh'ov yoysim ha'bom zog v'ikvar Rav Akiva. It says in the Ligirsan HaMishnah is Rav Akiva stopped them alone. Tanya Rav Yehuda, chas v'shom sh'ov Rav Akiva ikvan. It wasn't Rav Akiva who stopped them. Ela Shazafar Roshay Shall Gedder Ikvan. It was the mayor of the town, and name was Shisvar Shazafar, who was the Rosh of the town of Gedder, and he stopped them. Vishalach Rab Gamil by reading with Austin. And Rab Gamil sent and they took him away, took his job away. They took his post away because he did this. Because he held Machshin Lost Lavi. But Rav Akiva is not the one who stopped it, according to this Gersin the Gemara. Rav Akiva was in the same town, but Rav Akiva was not the one who stopped him.